పాదశివన ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 71-79.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
సో ఇన్ ద 10th క్యాంటో 71 చాప్టర్ డిస్క్రైబ్ ద లార్డ్ ట్రావెల్స్ టు ఇంద్రప్రస్థం. సో వెన్ లార్డ్ వాజ్ ఇన్ ద్వారక, టూ పర్సన్స్ కేమ్. One person come from Magadha. They were sent by 20,800 princes who have been imprisoned by Jarasandha. And another messenger came from Yudhishthira Maharaj. So the kings, the princes are the kings, they are the kings. They requested Lord Krishna to deliver them from the prison of Jarasandha. And Yudhishthira Maharaj sent this message that he wants to do a fire sacrifice, that is Rajasya Yajna. So he invited Krishna. So Krishna was not able to understand what to do. So he consulted with the Uddhava. So Uddhava said, okay, my lord, you can go to Indraprastha, to Yudhishthira Maharaj. There you take Bhima and Arjuna with you and go to Magadha, Jarasandha. And there Jarasandha will be, kill Jarasandha and then come back and do this Rajasya Yajna, like that. So the lord went to Indraprastha, stayed for some time there, and thereafter with Bhima and Arjuna, they disguised themselves as Brahmanas and went to Magadha at Jarasandha. It is described in 72nd chapter that they asked Jarasandha that devatne yudhyam no deina rajendra dvandasu jadimanyase yudhyarthino bhayam prapta rajanya nanya kankina. That means Jarasandha agreed to fulfill their promise, to fulfill their demands. They said that we want dwelling dvandasu.
Wrestling
like that. Yudhyam no dehi Rajendra. O exalted king, give us battle in the form of a duel. If you think it fitting, we are princes and have come to beg a fight. We have no other request to make of you. Then finally Jarasandha knew that they are Bhima, Arjuna and Krishna. When he saw that Krishna is there, he laughed. Oh, you are Krishna, you flee away from battle and you are now come to fight with me. So anyway, Arjuna is also not equal to me, I will fight with Bhima. So he fought with Bhima for 28 days, like that, 28 days. And finally Bhima saw that he would not be able to kill Jarasandha. Then Krishna told that yes, he is born in two parts, and demoness called Jara united those two parts and he became Jarasandha. Just to tear apart those two parts and throw it different direction so that he will be killed. So finally Bhima killed Jarasandha in that way. So he has imprisoned these 20,800 princes. And they were released. They offered prayer to the Lord also. It is described in 73 chapter, text 16. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Prananta Kleshanasaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Again and again we offer our obeisances unto Lord Krishna, Hari, the son of Vasudeva, that supreme soul Govinda vanquishes the suffering of all who surrender to him. And in this way they were released, and finally Lord Krishna with Bhima and Arjuna came back to Indraprastha. There this Rajasya Yajna was celebrated. So it was asked, the question was asked, who will be the first worshipped? Who will be the worshipped first? So Sahadeva said, Krishna is the most respectable person, he should be worshipped first. But it was agreed by Bhishmadeva, also agreed to that. But Sisipada objected to that. He says, it is described in 74th verse, 74th chapter, that how this person can be a best person? Rather, he is the worst person in the world. Because Varnasrama Kulapeta Sarvadharma Bahiskruta Swairavarti Gunahina Sapadjan Katamarati. He has no varna, he has no ashrama, he has not followed any Vedic principle dharma. How does one who follows no principle of the social and spiritual orders or of family ethics, who has been excluded from all religious duties, who behaves whimsically and who has no good qualities, how does such a person deserve to be worshipped? In this way he started rebuking the Lord different ways. And the assembled devotees, they were unable to hear to that. But the Lord prevented them from attacking Sisupala. And when Sisupala's rebuke became 100, he killed Sisupala with his Sudarshana disc. So at the time, in everyone's eyes, a dazzling ray came from the body of Sisupala and merged into the body of the Lord Krishna. Then Yudhishthira, seeing this, he became astonished and he asked this question, how is it so like that? It was described in which canto? 7th canto, it is described, already described in 7th canto. Then in the next chapter, that is 75th chapter, this Duryodhana was humiliated, they described, because these Pandavas, they were having a very wonderful assembly hall, where this earth will seem like water, like that. He was bewildered, like that.
Made up of Maya.
Maya Dhanav. It is stated in 27th text that Haridasasya Rajasya Rajasya Mahodayam Naivatrupyan Prasansanta Pivan Matyav Mutangatha. That in this Rajasya Yajna, it was so marvelous that everyone started praising this Yajna. As they all glorified the wonderful Rajasya Yajna performed by that great central king and servant of Lord Hari, Yudhishthira Maharaj, they were not satiated. Just as an ordinary man is never satiated when drinking nectar. It was so wonderful Yajna. And Krishna was engaged in washing the feet of the central person, or the guests. Krishna was engaged in that way. But except Duryodhana, all of them were praising Yudhishthira Maharaj. But Duryodhana was not, was humiliated, so to say, because it is stated in 37 verse, that stale abhyagunat vasrantam jalam matva stale apatat jalecha stalavat bhantya maya maya vimohita. Bewildered by the illusions created by through Maya Dhanavas, magic, Duryodhana mistook the solid floor for water and lifted the end of his garment. And elsewhere he fell into the water, mistaking it for the solid floor. That's why it is said that Draupadi laughed at that. And that is the, so to say, the cause of this Mahabharata war. Like that. So in this way, described in the 76th chapter, the battle between Salva and Vishnis are also described. The Salva is the friend of the Shishupala. So Salva seized Dwaraka. And finally the Lord came and killed Salva. And also delivered him. And Salva's friend Dantavakra, Dantavakra and Vidurata, Dantavakra's brother is Vidurata, they seized Mathura. So the Lord again went to Mathura and killed this Dantavakra and Vidurata. So this Shishupala and Dantavakra, they are the incarnations of this Jaya and Vijaya. So it is said in Padma Purana and some other Purana that the Lord, after killing Yas, it is described in 78-16 verse, that Evam Yogeshwara Krishna Bhagavan Jagadishwara Iyate Pasudushtinan Nirjito Jayati Tisaha. That means, thus Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all mystic power and Lord of the universe, is ever victorious. Only those of beastly vision think he sometimes suffers defeat, like that. So it is described that after killing Dantavakra and Vidurata, or after delivering them, the Lord went to Vrindavan and stayed there for 2 months. And sent all the residents of Vrindavan to the spiritual world. And came back to Mathura. So in the 79th chapter, there is Lord Balaram goes on pilgrimage. Here he kills that Ramarsana Sutta. Balaram, he persuaded Krishna not to take part in this Mahabharata Yudhya, because this is a fight between the brothers. But Krishna said that I cannot leave Pandavas. So Balaram went on Tirtha, went on pilgrimage. And when he came to this Naimisharanya, he saw this Ramarsana Sutta was on the Vyasasana and delivering discourses on Vedic literature. But all of the saints, central persons there, they stood up to give respect to Balaram. But this Sutta, Ramarsana, he didn't stand up. That's why Lord Balaram became angry and he killed that Ramarsana with a grass. So the central person became very sorry for that. Then the Lord Balaram said, okay, I will, if you want, I can also revive him. I can give him also again life. The central person said, no, it will be a disrespect of you, for you. Rather, you give power to his son, Sutta Goswami. His son is also Sutta. So, we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam of Sutta Goswami. So, after that, the central person said that as a atonement of killing this Ramarsana, you kill one Balvada. You do some Tirtha Jatra and you kill this demon, that is Balvada. That is a demon who is disturbing in the fire sacrifices. The Lord Balaram this killed or delivered this Balvada and went on pilgrimage. So that is in the 78th chapter that is described, 79th chapter that is described. So, from next episode, we'll hear from 80th chapter, chapter 80 to 90. That is the last.